You may have wondered what the green thing under construction is. Well, it is the single largest art commission in Western Australia. You can have a look at it on our Facebook page. You can have a look at it on our online page, abc.net.au/Perth. People always have an opinion on public art, and an art piece of this scale is certainly going to create considerable comment. We're going to begin our discussion by asking Alana Lucas, the head of the Department of Culture and the Arts, to describe this piece of art to you. Alana Lucas, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Well, I'm very well and eagerly awaiting your description of the biomorphic form.
Yes, well, I think firstly just to say that in terms of public art, we're very pleased to see this going up in Forest Place because it was a substantial commission that was awarded and supported by the previous government and this government to go ahead. It's designed by James Angus and a substantial team because public art is something that is not just purely artwork, but it is also a major kind of installation because you have to think about how the public will interact with it, and
yes,
how the space will work around it and everything else. So I like to think of the piece, you know, and I'm sure people will be looking at it on your Facebook. When I first saw the artist's drawings, I actually thought it reminded me of those beautiful sea dragons that we have just off our shore. Do you know the ones I mean?
Yes, I do.
With all their fins and little bits and bobs floating around. And for me, that's what it meant. But of course, this work, which is 11 metres long and 3 metres wide and 6.5 metres high, is going to make people think of all kinds of things. Mine is a sea dragon. It'd be wonderful to know what, once it's fully up, what sorts of things people will engage with in thinking around it and reacting to it.
And that's the idea of public art, of course, to have the discussion. Yeah. But I'm not sure you're going to be happy with what Todd had to say. It's a fast food kids playground designed by BP engineers on acid.
Well, that's one opinion. I think art is very much related to the fact that as human beings, we all have different perspectives, we have imaginations, and we have different opinions. And I think that's the beauty of art, and especially public art, because it is so accessible that people can actually, and with this piece, you will be able to go right up to it, under it, touch it, and all of those sorts of things. It's tactile, it's playful. It could be seen as something that people, you know, really dislike enormously. But I think what it will do is engage people in debate, discussion, and thoughts.
Alana Lucas is my guest this morning, Director General of the Department of Culture and Arts. In a moment, the Lord Mayor of Perth will join us, and we'd like to get your views too. 1300 222 720. And if you're down there today, give us a ring. Tell us whether, you know, what your first impression is of what is a major piece of art. Can you just take me back, please, Alana, to it all began with an international sculpture competition.
Yes. What,
And was the prize itself the opportunity to have this created, or was there a financial reward for the winner as well?
Well, it's partially the international sculpture competition was very much based on having an artwork that would transform a city landscape or site. And,
yep,
and of course, Forest Place was about to go through a major upgrade and was announced as the site. And the whole point of it was that actually, if you look at the cost of actually putting up public artworks, they are significant, and especially such a large piece as this. So even though it was a $1 million commission, as it's called, the reality is that most of that funding would have gone into, you know, building the structure, ensuring that people can touch it and move around it, making sure it's sustainable. In fact, it involved the work of a particular company that's gone through a whole lot of innovation and production and construction terms, which is called Moldcam, which is a shipbuilding business. And from there, they've actually, through the innovation, they've actually, you know, are moving on to all sorts of other sorts of project. So it's not just purely the art, but the whole construction and delivery that was included in the $1 million fee, as it were.
Now, the thing that's interesting and lovely about this too is that as we speak, people have heard the $1 million fee, and yeah. There'll already be people walking around it going, you know, they paid $1 million for this. They what? They paid $1 million for it. It looks like yeah. a kid's playground at McDonald's.
Well, yes, that's what some people would say, but I thought it looked like a sea dragon. but and others will say all sorts of other things.
Yeah.
You know, it's made out of Holocaust aluminium. It's three-dimensional. It is there, in a sense, to relate to our spaces. It's purposely non-descriptive. It will become a marker. You know, whatever people want to, you know, sort of name it or, you know, have an affectionate term for it, it will become a place for people to meet at.
Now, we all know the story, I think, in the early 1980s in Melbourne of the piece of artwork that became known rather unfortunately as the Yellow Peril. And yes. It was the geometric steel yellow shape that was moved from one place to another because of concern that it might be and regularly was the subject of graffiti attacks. Do you think we will fall in love with this? And what purpose do you think public art really does play? I know it's a bit of a philosophical discussion, but it is an important one. What role do you think it plays in the betterment of our lives?
If we think of the spaces that many public artworks are put into, you know, often they're places that, you know, either, I mean, this piece is going into a renovated Forest Place, which has got a very traditional set of buildings around it. It is a known place for people meeting there. It will certainly brighten up the scape of that area, which is largely heritage, etc. So it'll be an interesting juxtaposition of, you know, modern with the traditional. But many other spaces where you've had public art, you know, are places that, you know, where you see the artwork, whether you like it or not, it's certainly going to draw your attention. It's certainly going to make you think about why is that there, or what is that, or it's going to pose questions immediately. And the moment those questions are posed, a whole lot of other things come from that. And I always believe that public art, like it or not, will always engage people in saying, you know, well, is it appropriate to be there? You know, do we like it? Oh, well, I don't mind it. Or, you know, all of those conversations and debates. And I think that's a very significant purpose of such public art, in that it is about making people aware of the space and their identity almost. And I think one of the other things that's quite interesting too is that this work by James Angus will have longevity. Part of the reason why it was chosen was because of the very careful consideration for its long-term nature,
yes.
How it will react to things like graffiti, etc. I mean, I'm hoping that a lot of young people out there who work in those graffiti areas might embrace it. I mean, they may not, but, you know, we'll see, won't we?
Don't embrace it with your pens and brushes at this stage, though. Look, it's oh, there was a little, well.
We'll know.